There you go. You are tuned to listener-supported community radio, 90.1 SFM. Jake, you ready for this? We have a little new tagline I was made aware of this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listener-supported for the Sacramento River Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
I can handle it.
All right. That's going to be our new thing, River Valley, because you got to have a river to have a valley. And we had the folks from the Sacramento River Trust in this morning, Lucas, and he said, dude, this is, and I'm like, I love it. We get better, a little bit better every time. Alrighty, it is time for Butte Views and Beyond, a True North experience. Butte Views is a program covering cultural assets of Butte County and beyond, and just kind of life in the North State, cultural assets, artistic endeavors, and economic development, which is really the one of the footholds to our area and growth through culture. Huh? What do you think about that? It's kind of like a petri dish. There we go. Growth through culture. I like that. Alrighty. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by you, and we are on our membership drive, so we're going to be asking you to give us a call. And by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner of the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunities through arts and culture by producing community festivals events, including Arttoberfest, Chico Palio, the True North Tour, the Silent Film Festival, the NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. Learn more about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org, and by one of Chico's newest restaurants, Rollo's West, at 234 West 3rd Street in the heart of downtown Chico. Rollo's West offers a small and large plates, Maryland-style shrimp, blue crab cakes, a wine bar, charcuterie, and artisan cheeses. Rollo's West is open from 5 to 9. Weekdays and till 10 on Fridays and Saturdays. More information, visit them on their Facebook page or by calling 636-4468. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in today, and we are in our fall membership drive. We've got about 30 hours left, and you know, we're going to close the gap and make about $9,000, and we'd love to do a couple of $100 during Butte Views and Beyond. So please give us a call at 895-0131 and show your support for community radio and culture, baby.
Yeah.
Growth and culture. I have Stephanie from the Chico Downtown Business Association.
Yes,
Downtown Chico.
DCBA.
I'm a little dyslexic. I've been up for a while. And big weekend coming up?
Yeah, getting ready for a big Monday Halloween Treat Street event.
That's almost, you know, as weird as it seems, it's kind of the whole holiday kickoff.
It really is. It's crazy to me that, you know, November is right after that, and we are fully into our holiday campaigns.
So Treat Street's been going on for... Dang.
Treat Street's been going on for about 16, 17 years, and the history is that we really took it on to sort of combat that reputation that downtown Chico was getting for, well, what's Halloween all about? It's about partying and trashing and disrespecting our downtown community, which it's not. And so we kind of stepped up to the plate and started offering this safe, fun, family-friendly adventure. All the businesses love the idea. It's not a big shopping day for them. They don't make a lot of sales. It's really sort of a give-back kind of event for the kids.
Yeah, it's a really feel-good time. I know it's just working down here and being down here all day. It's just really fun to see like thousands of kids in costumes all over downtown.
Yeah, it's a great time of day. It's 2 to 5 p.m., so we're able to sort of capture that younger, the families with the younger kids, which we really, really like if they don't want to go out after dark.
Right.
The kids still get an opportunity to really trick-or-treat legitimately. And you're right, literally thousands of kids in costumes just bombard the area.
Yeah, it's really, really cute. And you have volunteers and crossing guards.
We work with the local Rotary teams to secure all of our crossing, our intersections. There's probably 4 at every intersection to ensure the safety of all of our attendees. They are out there with their vests and their flags and really helping monitor traffic and keep everybody safe while they're downtown trick-or-treating.
Yeah, it's a really great scene. And it's just one of those fun times. It's school is out for the after 3 o'clock or 2:30 or something. So it's great for the families to come down. And it's just like I said, it's just so cute and so much fun to see. I mean, every block there's like hundreds of kids in costume.
Yeah, definitely. And that's because we have such great support from our members who are willing to stay open and give away candy to those kids during that time. We also have a costume contest in the City Plaza. Certainly not the point of the event, but it's something we added about 7 years ago to really sort of engage the City Plaza with more fun activities. So the costume contest has been really popular. Again, we have amazing prizes that have been donated for the top 3 finishers in the different divisions. All that information's on our website if you want to check it out. But it's a minimal $5 entry fee. And I was literally going over the prize list earlier today, and it's in the thousands of dollars that we're going to be giving away.
Wow.
In prizes and gift certificates.
Wow. And this is for all ages?
It's 12 and under.
12 and under,
Street is billed as an event for 12 and under. There is a family division, however, in the costume contest.
Oh,
so as long as one of your members of your family is under 12, you qualify.
Oh, okay. And so the whole family dresses up.
The whole family dresses up, and we've seen some great themes over the years.
Amazing.
I'm always just so impressed at how all out people go for this.
Oh, yeah. Halloween is, it's creeping up to Christmas as the big.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun. It's fun to dress up and be crazy and be silly.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really great for the businesses. Again, it's a way to give back, and it's also a way for people to step inside and appreciate places. I mean, there's businesses that, depending on what your age is or how old your families are, you might not go into Chico Paper Company. Maybe you don't go into art galleries, but you go in and you see all this great stuff and you see all this creativity and just all the different things that are offered in 10 or 12 square blocks.
Yeah, and then hopefully those folks come back later when it's not so crazy and hectic downtown and check out those stores a little bit more closely.
Right. Yeah. Great way to get introduced to them.
Yeah.
And then holiday season's coming.
I know, you talked about that, and we're very excited about this year. We always are excited. We have our normal traditional events, our Christmas preview on November 20th, which is a big, gigantic downtown holiday event, probably one of our favorites. And then the tree lighting in the plaza. Christmas tree lighting is December 2nd.
Okay.
And so we're excited about those. But the one thing I did wanted to share with everybody is a new campaign that we're launching. It's going to be an early bird downtown weekend, and the idea behind it is to sort of get ahead of Black Friday. So what we're going to be doing is encouraging people to come down and shop and dine on the weekend of Christmas preview. So it's November 18th and 19th and 20th.
Okay.
Prior to Thanksgiving, we're working with Upgraded Living Magazine. They're putting together a really sleek little downtown guide for the weekend with a bunch of great coupons in it, activities,
nice.
Schedules about things that are happening. We're really going to go overboard in programming. So really we want to cement in people's minds that you can do a lot more in downtown prior to the craziness of Black Friday.
Sure. And is that going to be available in the November issue of Upgraded Living?
That is actually going to be a direct mailer.
Oh, really? Okay.
40,000 homes in Chico.
Wow.
So it's a big one. There's going to be a full page spread in the upcoming issue that comes out next week.
Okay.
So people can read all about it, learn about it. But then again, that guide is going to be a direct mailer.
Wow, that's exciting.
It is. It's really exciting. And, they do such great work over there. It's going to be sleek and classy. And fun to be partnering with them. They're just so creative with some great ideas. And, again, we've had great response from our members who really want to be part of this.
Oh, that's exciting. I know those guys. I've worked with a bunch of those guys over there. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they're definitely got a nice creative touch. And there's so much going on downtown. I mean, there's so many new places getting ready to open.
Yeah.
There's new businesses. There's a yoga studio coming in downtown.
Yep.
There is 3 or 4 restaurants that are just about ready to
dining.
Open.
Yeah. And every time we pick up the phone to make a call to ask somebody if they want to participate, be involved, it's overwhelming, absolutely.
Right.
And so there's really a lot of excitement about it.
Yeah, the Children's Museum is getting ready.
Yeah, they're holding a big dinner in a couple weeks for their fundraise for their supporters, I guess.
Nice. Yeah, I was trying to get them to come on the show tonight, but they were just a little late. They didn't have the personnel to come on, so we'll do it probably next month.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been downtown in a while, check it out. It's a whole different thing going on.
Yep.
The rib place, Urban Eats?
Urban Fuel, I think.
Yeah. Fuel.
Well, that's the burrito place, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, on the corner.
I think they're on fast track for opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to open soon,
quick.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's moving really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's from Santa Cruz, and he has a similar business in Santa Cruz. And he's kind of, you know, Chico is like Santa Cruz del Norte. So, you know, you get a lot of smaller scale. Yeah, a lot of the same people, though. We get a lot of Santa Cruz people that have moved up here. And
yep.
So that's exciting to see that.
Yeah, and we're hoping through the holidays to use some of the vacant stores, which there are not that many of
right now.
For some pop-ups, some cool art displays.
Oh, nice.
Working with some nonprofits. We're hoping to get Butte Humane Society to come out during this early bird weekend to do something fun and exciting in one of the vacant stores down here. So there's just a lot of activity.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
I see them at the Plaza, North Valley Plaza, on Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly.
And it works really well, and there's a lot of animals get rescued, so.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so thank you, everybody. Be on the lookout for those early bird downtown weekend guides, and take a look at our website or Upgraded Living for more info.
Right, I'm sure you'll have a link on you guys' website.
Absolutely.
And then, again, Treat Street.
And Treat Street is Monday, 2 to 5, downtown Chico. There are no street closures, so drive safe if you're in the area. We're going to do our best to get those signals adjusted to allow more time for pedestrians to cross.
Right.
But again, we do have the Rotary volunteers working those crossing guards, so it should be a really fun activity.
Yeah, it's a fun time. And again, it's just a great way to see everybody come out, mm-hmm. see the families come out, mm-hmm. and just celebrate Halloween. And what it's about, the kids. It's about imagination, and it's about creating memories for your family.
Definitely.
Stephanie, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Ray.
And we're going to take a short little music break. I've had one of the KZFR longtime programmers, Charlotte Ann Higelman, passed away last week. And she ran the Sterling City Hotel, and she was one of the Facets of Jazz hosts when I started, and a friend of ours. Just a really sweet, wonderful human being. I know a lot of KZFR people know her and would totally recognize her voice in that. So I kind of want to dedicate the show to her, because she was a huge activist for the arts and cultural assets and tourism, especially up on the ridge. And one of CA's favorite songs I'm going to play. And, here's to you, Charlotte, and thank you for all your years of love and devotion.
Burning in the street. Ooh, I'm
Ryan Shore with Louisiana Sunday Afternoon, and that's for you, CA. So I have a couple of guests in the house today. It is you might have seen the blue signs as you were driving around town last weekend, and that means it's Open Studios time. And we have Aaron Wells and Melinda Vasquez from the Chico Arts Center.
That's right.
In today, and how are you ladies tonight?
We're good.
We're doing great.
Good. So Open Studios, always an exciting time here in Chico.
It is, definitely.
And throughout the county, because it's not just Chico. It's Oroville and Paradise and Gridley, perhaps?
Nope, not yet, but maybe someday.
Okay, we're working on those guys. And you want a little history or background? Or?
Well, the art tour is now 28 years old.
Wow.
So that's a great history. The Art Center itself is 60 years old, and for 28 years, we have been inviting people into our studios and showing them how art happens in Butte County.
Yeah, it's always a fun time, and you're a potter.
I am.
And Melinda is two-dimensional?
Yes, I do charcoal landscapes, collages, and I also do jewelry.
And jewelry as well. Okay, so you got a little multi-angle going there.
Yes.
Very nice. And if, for people that don't know, Chico Art Center is on Orange Street next to the, it's the old train station.
It is.
Next to where Greyhound?
What are they? The Greyhound station is at the bottom of the building, right, and where people catch the Amtrak bus train as well.
As well. And a great facility. Always a lot going on. You guys are constantly in motion.
Yes, we are.
Classes, and you also got the coffee shop out in front.
We do.
In the old railroad car. If you haven't been in there, that's a cool thing just to go do someday.
It is.
And check out some of the exhibits at the Art Center. I know that your reception was last week, and it's always very, I've been in there and it's so crowded you can't even move.
It was an excellent reception. We had close to 200 guests.
Nice.
In the 2 hours, and wonderful food, hand done by our board president. We went through quite a lot of delightful Butte County wine, and we had a great party.
Oh yeah, it's always, that reception is always a good time. That's for sure. And it usually spills out into the parking lot and onto the back there and watch the trains go by.
That's right.
Now, if people, how many artists do you have on tour this year?
There are 68 total.
Wow, 68. Mm-hmm. So you got to be hustling to get around.
Yes.
And for people to get involved, the maps and those kind of things.
The tour guides are available for sale. Mm-hmm. They are available now at the Chico Art Center exclusively.
Okay.
And they're $10 each, which includes a map. And if people don't know about it, it's an excellent resource, not just for the tour, but should you need an artist in the middle of the year for something very special, okay, there's a book filled with artists willing to work for you.
Oh, that's excellent. That's an excellent point of contact information.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And all these organizations, I mean, you know, Chico's one of those really special places that there's so many volunteer groups for just about anything you can imagine, because people are so concerned about the community here that they pitch in, they roll up their sleeves, and they often say, let's have some artists come, or let's find somebody to make a logo or something for us that we can use. So there's resource information for the artists in the guide as well.
That's right.
Very nice. Very nice. And Saturday and Sunday, is are there hours associated to it, or is it pretty much each studio is, you know, set their own time? Is it kind of 10 to 4?
It is.
In general? Okay. 10 to 4. And of course, the artists are not only demonstrating and showing their work, but they're also selling their work.
That's correct.
And if you know that the strength of meeting the people, and again, in a community like ours, you'll get to know these people, and then to have their creativity in your house that you share with your friends and family, it's a pretty great connection.
Yes.
It's a pretty great connection.
I've also found, too, my experience has been that a lot of people are new to Chico. A lot of people retiring and coming to nice communities like our own. And it's been a really wonderful introduction to them, for them to see really what Chico offers in the art community. And a lot of people in retirement are interested in art and expressing themselves in ways they've never been able to.
Sure.
And so I think it's really a great introduction. And also people who have lived here for decades have never taken the art tour. And this year they are. So they're almost like rediscovering the treasures of Chico.
Yeah, and it's all over. It's kind of all over the county. I mean, if you're driving anywhere in Chico this weekend, you'll see these blue signs around. They say open studios. They look like little real estate sign kind of things, you know, that, what are they, 18 by 12 or something. And they're very noticeable. They're kind of a sky blue and white, and they'll have little arrows and directions on them. And, I mean, I was driving the other day in my neighborhood, and I thought, wow, I didn't realize there's an artist studio right here. So it's kind of fun because it's that one magic time when they kind of like turn their little lights on.
It is actually pretty fun. I mentioned that You Know You're From Chico was on the internet with a gentleman with a sign, and he wanted to know what party art tour was with.
Oh, like a political party?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah, it's the beauty party.
That's right.
It's the creativity party.
That's right.
Oh, that's just awesome. And now, have you both been lifelong artists?
No, I have not.
When did you start? When did you start throwing pots?
I started when I was just getting ready to retire from my job.
Oh, really?
I took a class out at night school back when it was downtown in Chico, and I got my hands dirty and I was hooked, literally.
And how long ago was that? Would you say
it's been about 15 years?
Oh, that's great.
I'm a relatively young potter. For potter.
Yeah,
not chronologically, but
right.
potting.
And I know a lot of potters, and a lot of them, you know, they started in high school or something. And what was, can I ask you what your career was before?
I was always in customer service. I've been a person who's at the front counter all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. And Linda, how about yourself?
I've always been an artist. I had to earn a living, so I had to set some things aside to earn a living, but I'd always have drawn. Mostly I've been doing charcoal landscapes. Collages are new to me in the last 9 or 10 years, and so is jewelry. But it's always been who I was since I was a child, and it's really nice now in my life that I can have time to do more art. So, and I feel grateful that I can be part of this tour to share the different mediums that I do and share how I do them. I think it's important for people, if we artists need patrons, and part of the way we acquire patrons is sharing what we do, helping to educate the public about the process of art. And I think that's one of the things that I know I enjoy, and a lot of artists enjoy too, because people are interested and they're enthusiastic when they come into the tour. So it's a wonderful marriage of artists and art enthusiasts in this tour.
Well, and art is something that is, for some people, it's a very abstract concept, and they just, art is healing. Art is life. Art is creativity. It's your expression. It's your therapy. It can be other things. It could be the way you make your living. It could be all these. I have a brother that's an illustrator. He lives back east. He's very accomplished. He's a Western artist, and he's he does big commissions, and he's does maybe hundreds of book covers. He just finished a whole thing for what's that show that everybody loves? It's one of these cable shows. They did a whole Christmas book with. Anyway, it'll come to me. It's been a long day, but so I've grown up with that and seen that, and I had a tie dye business for many years. I was actually on the art tour for a couple of times. I was a jeweler for a while, and it's just one of those things. And it's funny now that I've gone through a couple of career changes, and you go back and my wife Deborah has been working with Christine McShane on some therapy with veterans to help them create different art projects, and how helpful and healing it is for people to just find a way to open their soul, to tell their story. And that's all anybody ever wants in the world, is to tell their story. When you do that, man, everything opens up.
That's right.
And it's a great way. One of the things that I really enjoyed about the art tours is, because I've always been, when you're an artist, you're in your studio, and you just feel like you're a prisoner sometimes because you're in there. And to go out and see other people's spaces, I really, really always loved that. And I'd always think in mine, I'd be like, man, this place is a dump. And then I go to somebody else's place. I said, wow, mine's so much more organized than that. And it's fun to see how other people work. Some people are very, it's very neat and tidy. Other places are just, you know, insane. And I'd always walk away with ideas and, you know, just always a way to get your creative juices going. And if people are, you know, it's also a great thing to take kids to because, you know, we live in this world of, you know, years ago it was TV, now it's not TV, now it's your phone or your computer or devices, as we now call them. And just to see that there's other ways to live, other ways to express, and other ways to create. Because one thing that there's a certain amount of creativity you can do through digital arts and those things. It's a whole other thing when you get your hands dirty. And
that's right.
Stick your fingers and you throw some paint around, and it's just a whole different level.
I have six very small little bowls in my studio that are freshly made as of last Saturday and Sunday by six total strangers.
Nice.
I said, do you want to get your hands dirty? And they said, yes. And so I give them a prepared ball of clay and show them how to put their finger in and make a bowl, and they do.
Nice.
In a couple of weeks, they'll come back and they'll paint them.
Oh, very good.
And they'll take them home. It's all done because it's fun.
Because it's fun.
It is.
Yeah. And
I think you're both touching on what's so amazing about the Open Studio is that every studio is a place of creation, whether it's clay or wood or glass. Mm-hmm. It's what someone's made. And I think you have a sense of joy in that space. And so when the visitor comes, I think it starts to, one studio after another, starts to stir up their own joy. And it really has the possibility of great internal change for human beings. Just to visit the studio tour, and I know it sounds kind of, you know, lofty and profound, but I really do believe that that's what happens. You cannot help being joyful when you are in one space and after another of places of where there's an act of creation and joy. Right. And so I think it's really, on some level, it's an offering to the community on many levels.
Oh, I agree.
And an offering to the artists, too, because we have to meet the public, understand what they like, what they don't like, what resonates for them. We grow by our connection to the world. And so it's a really wonderful connection for everybody involved.
Yeah, it's really true. I mean, there's no way you can walk into somebody's, and I don't care what your attitude towards it is, that you can walk into somebody's creative space like that and not, you will be changed when you walk out.
Yes.
You will just see things a little differently and understand a little more and come out with joy because it's fun.
Yes.
It's just fun. It's just a fun thing. Yes. And a lot of people, like I said, you can actually sometimes participate in what they're doing. Not all, but some. You know, woodworkers, like I said, I mean, there's so many, you know, it's so much more than painting. And, you know, there's hot metal, there's molten glass, there's beautiful, intricate wood-made furniture, there's crazy abstract furniture and pieces. So it's a little bit of everything for somebody. And to go to two or three or four in a day is just joyful.
It is.
And there's often, it's like little parties at each one, too. Because there's, you know, you'll go and there'll be 10 or 12 people there and they might have some lemonade or something and people are talking and, you know, all of a sudden it's becoming like this little traveling party.
It's true. And then you get these little bonuses where you get to go to people's studios that may be in their backyards. And so you get to see how they're landscaping and all the artful ways of sculpting a lawn in an area of flowers. And so there's all these wonderful little bonuses that come to it. It's, I wish we could get to reach every person in Chico.
Yeah.
Because when people do finally go, they're saying, I wish we had known about it 20 years ago.
Right. Or I wish it was, oh, I should have gone last week. Or, you know,
yes.
I want to go again because I can only cover so much ground today. And I agree, you know, it's some are industrial spaces. Some are almost storefront kind of things. And some are just these, you know, Chico's got so many of these great little kind of outbuildings and cottages and things in people's yards, and you go through, and you might walk past this place 1,000 times, but you go into that fence and around that hedge, and it's just like a world of magic back there.
It's true. It's almost like an artful scavenger hunt, you know? And, and those are the kind of things we got to do as children, but we get to recreate that in a form through the Open Studio Tour.
Yeah, it's really fun. And again, if you're interested, Chico Arts Center website has information on it.
They do.
And is that just Chico Arts Center?
www.chicoartcenter.com.
Okay, pretty easy. ChicoArtCenter.com. Yep. And if you would like to get the guide, which shows you how to go, there's a nominal fee for that, which goes for the publishing and the promotion of this. And how many people do you think go through it a year? A couple thousand?
I wish.
Yeah.
We sell around 700 tour guides.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And each guide probably comes with two or three people.
Yes. It shouldn't, but it does.
It shouldn't, but it does, right. I remember we used to do the buttons, too. Remember
yes.
the buttons a couple
yes.
years ago?
The buttons were cool.
And again, the idea really is, you know, that nominal fee helps cover the cost of printing and things and exposes people. The holidays are coming. It's a great time to go out. And even if you're not purchasing that time, you make a connection to that artist.
That's right.
And say, hey, you know, I'd like to come back, or I'd like to bring my significant other, or I'd love to bring my kids are coming up from the Bay, and, you know, make those connections and get to meet these people, and you'll see them on the street. You'll see them at events. You'll see them at the different markets and festivals around the North State.
So. And you're investing in your community.
Yeah.
You're saying, I love to live in an art community. And so this is a pretty easy investment, a $10, to be able to have this wonderful experience and to really say, I want to contribute to the art and culture of my community. That's the kind of community I decide I'm going to retire in.
Sure.
And so it's just a wonderful way for the community to support the Art Center and the Art Center to give back.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I mean, we all stress shopping local. And, you know, every dollar that's spent in the community rolls over seven times before it exits. And that's huge. And when it comes to artists, it's not like they're getting a product that sits in a retail store and sells. And trust me, that's great that you spend your money locally with small businesses. But these are things that it's made from. Talk about shopping local.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's created. It's right there. And again, I love the connection. You know, we've been lucky enough to collect a lot of pieces over the years. And again, I used to work at art festivals and trade for 25 years. And, you know, people come over my house and they're like, you don't have two dishes that are alike. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. And I could probably tell you who made each one and you know, where I got them. And, oh, these guys used to live up in Tahoe. And, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just the way it is. It's a fun, addictive thing to get into because it just creates joy. That's a beautiful way of saying it.
Yes.
You know, the arts create joy.
Yes.
Thank you so much, ladies, for taking time to come in today.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate being here.
It's, again, Open Studios is always a really special time. It only happens two weekends a year, but it's always about the same time. The last 2 weeks of October is kind of the designated zone.
It is.
It's a great time to invite friends or family to the area because there's always a lot of fun things to do, and the weather is pretty darn nice.
Most of the time.
Even if it sprinkles, it's still 60 degrees out there or 65
right.
degrees. So, you know, the fall is upon us. We are having our membership drive, and we'd love to get a call from you and help support this kind of programming and keep the arts and culture and economic development through arts and culture. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
895-0131. All right, we're going to take another little music break here, and we'll play another song for Charlotte Ann. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
It's Lou Donaldson doing Elizabeth. And again, one of our longtime programmers, Charlotte Ann Higleman, passed away this week. She was one of the facets of jazz people for many, many years. And I know a lot of you listeners recognize the name, and you would definitely recognize the voice. And she was a great asset for the community, very involved in economic development through arts and culture, especially up on the Ridge. So we'd love to get your call today, 895-0131 for Membership Drive. I have Dan Joseph, who is one of our board members. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ray. How's it going?
Good, man. I don't think I've ever had you on the radio before,
have we? Maybe not. Maybe this is a first. I've been out a lot before, just not with you. So
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good evening, good evening. And we just had one phone call come in, and we got another couple lines open there. So if you aren't eating dinner right now, or even if you want to put your fork down and come on over to the phone and, you know, dial 895-0131, come on and do it. We've got all kinds of fun stuff that we can give you as far as gifts. If you're the kind of person who doesn't need a gift, that's okay, too. And we got Swamp Zen at the Women's Club coming up on December 2nd for only $25. So that's a good one. Front Country, which is a bluegrass band.
Yeah, those guys at Melody Walker and
Jacob Groopman.
That's their new band, and they've done some KZFR events at the Women's Club. Very excellent. Front Country, it's more of an Americana bluegrass jam style.
Cool.
That's going to be a great show.
I remember they played the first event I ever went to was the KZFR Christmas party down there.
I remember that. It was at Mary's house.
Mary's house, and they were right in the living room playing for us, those two. So we've had them out at the Chico Grange before, and actually one of my sisters knows her father, Melody's father, I think, down in Martinez or something like that. That's where she grew up. But all kinds of good tickets, all kinds of swag. You know, we got hoodies, we got baseball caps, we got, Laura Love Duo at the Women's Club, $50, so that'd be a good one. But, yeah, give us a hand, give us a call, give us some of your hard-earned money, and if it's only a little bit, that's okay, too. If you want to make a big donation, we'd love it. So,
a great way to go is the sustainable membership, the EFT program, where you can put $10 or more a month on a debit or a credit card, and we'll run it for as many months as you'd like. It's easy. You're not getting the shocker all at once, and it qualifies you for nice premiums. And you go into a drawing for a Wookiee Ranch organic free range chicken. We're picking one winner a day. And we get maybe 10 or 12 people that sign up a day, so your odds are really good. And those Wookiee Ranch chickens, they're $25 a pop, and they're about a 2.5-pound chicken. They're a big bird.
Big. I think it's an organic chicken, too.
Yeah.
Better than organic, somebody's been saying, whatever that means. But
yeah. they're fabulous.
Yeah.
And you'll find those guys at the farmer's market every Saturday. They've been great supporters of KZFR. So please go to the phone. Give us a ring. We'd like to have a couple of calls this hour, 895-0131.
Yes, we would. And these tickets are a great deal, too. A lot of times, you get inspired and even pick up an instrument yourself. You go to a KZFR music event. You might meet the love of your life. You might learn how to dance. You might, you know, have fun just being there by yourself, doing whatever. But so our music shows are always a good thing to participate in. And we put on, a couple of months, seemingly, and it's a big part of our fundraising as well. And being on the board, I get to see the numbers and what it takes to run this radio station. And fundraising like this, Pledge Drive, is about a third of our budget, I think. So we have to make sure that we come on strong here these 10 days or so and make it happen. And you guys are a big part of that, so please help out. Call in 895-0131, and we'll take any level of donation you'd like.
Very nice. And Dan, you're an artist yourself, so to speak. I know Dan's a custom woodworker and does some absolutely stunning work. Custom pool tables is one of our billiard tables is one of his fortes, but he's also done some really beautiful chairs. And I know you're involved up in Tahoe with the Trails and Vistas, which is a really cool concept.
That's correct.
That I see Butte County written on this somewhere to kind of adapt that style. You want to tell us just a little bit about what that's about?
Yeah, Trails and Vistas is we call it an art hike in nature. We pick a 2 to 3 mile trail, either up on Donner Summit or over on the east shore of Lake Tahoe. And it's two separate days. These days we're doing two separate weekends, one day. And we get about 700 people in 2 days come through. And what the concept is, we pick a 3 mile trail. We put artists along the trail, and it's everything from poets and dancers and fiddlers in trees, equestrian acts. The San Jose State Symphony was out there a couple of years for us. So it's quite an eclectic mix of artists and musicians. And we take groups of about 20 people or so, and they leave every 15 minutes, and then they bump along the trail, and the artist does about a 3 to 5 minute presentation, then the group moves on to the next artist. So it's a pretty cool thing, and it's very, very unique. I've never seen anything like that, but who knows? Yeah, maybe we could do a little mini trails here out of Bidwell Park. And then we have, that's about 700 people we get. So that's a wonderful thing. Goes to support the arts in Lake Tahoe, Truckee area. And then we have a companion event called the Historic Haunted Tour, which we just had about 3 weeks ago. And that is also a fundraiser and connected to Trails and Vistas. All the same people, all the same board members. And we do it in Old Town Truckee. We all dress up and have a lot of fun in old-timey outfits. And we put actors in about seven businesses around Old Town Truckee, and they have a script, and they have a story they tell, and we bring groups in there about every 15 minutes, and the actors play a part, and it's mainly historically connected. We embellish a little bit, but we have a lot of fun doing that, too, so that's more of a historical adult version of Trails and Vistas, so all it's right. Pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. It's I love the Trails and Vistas idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that could be done. Upper Park would be a great area.
It'd be wonderful, yeah.
It's very low impact on the environment. People are just hiking on the trail, and they come around a corner, and there's a concert harp player or some people dancing in the trees some spoken word or theatrical performance, and people hang out for, 10 or 12 minutes? 15 minutes, and then they move on to the next one.
Pretty much it, yeah. Short presentation by the artist. I mean, there's nothing like it. When we had the San Jose State Symphony out in the woods, you know, and the whole symphony is there ringing in the woods. It's pretty, pretty cool.
So. That must have been pretty great. that would be a fun thing. I mean, just, you know, music and nature, man. You can't beat it.
That's right, right. And it goes to support the arts in the area as it would down here if we ever did something like that. And there's 300 third graders that the HHT, as we call it, the Haunted Tour, get to go out on a little mini art hike.
Nice.
So that's a pretty cool thing for the third graders to take part in as well. So,
yep. Right. That sounds great. We just had some jazz concerts last week with NorCal Jazz Festival in Dunsmuir, Reading, and Weaverville with Will and Peter Anderson, a couple of virtuoso, identical twin clarinet and saxophone players, Juilliard graduates. These guys are just phenomenal. And then Alex Wentz is their rhythm section guitarist. And we had them playing Under the Sundial Bridge in Reading, which was really awesome. There's a little amphitheater down there where it just projects up.
Wow, you get a little sort of reverberation or echo thing.
You get some nice reverb. And we did a couple of classes at the Reading School of the Arts. With the first class was like 5th to 7th graders, and then the other class was more like 7th to 8th graders.
Huh.
And it was really fun, and the kids just light up, man.
Wow,
it's great when you get the kids involved in those things.
Oh yeah, you give a unique experience, provide a unique experience to any human being, and especially if it enriches their life. You know, it's something that they'll remember for the rest of their lives. And speaking of another thing that enriches people's lives, KZFR.
Community radio, baby.
There we go.
25 years plus. We'll be celebrating 26 years. And it's all because of you. That's the only reason we're here. Great support in the community. And we do this twice a year. And our goal is $50,000. Our budget is roughly $300,000 plus. And it's really three ways we make the money. One is through our underwriters. That support us local businesses and organizations. And the second, and that's about $100,000 plus, the second is our membership drives. Mm-hmm. That's the second or third leg of the stool that keeps us going. And That's where you guys come in. And then we also do our many events and some gifting and granting also that helps helps bring in that third stool keep us going and growing. And it's pretty remarkable when you stop and look at it. And you look at the, I mean, not only do we provide programming and information things, we bring you live concerts from the Sierra Nevada Big Room, which we sometimes overlook because we kind of do it a lot. And, you know, when we first did a couple of those, it was like a big deal. And now it's like, you know, you can, if the shows are sold out and we only do sold out shows, you can sit in your living room.
That's pretty cool.
What they now call the couch tours, which is, you know, part of the whole streaming world, where if you want to see Paul McCartney in Paris, you buy the stream. You know, that's the future of music. And, you know, it's you pay for that, and it comes through your computer, and you can watch it, and it has video. Well, ours is a little different. You don't have to pay for it.
Absolutely.
It's free, and it comes through your radio or your computer, or we have apps for smartphones, so you can take us anywhere. But in order to keep this technology current, and keep these things rolling, we need support of our community members, and that's where we're asking you to come in and give us a call at 895-0131. And we still got a bunch of those. We have some hoodies, some beautiful zip-up hoodies with the new, it's kind of a retro Stax recording kind of KZFR logo. It's round. It's pretty cool. It reminds me of a 45. Those have been very popular at this membership drive from our good friends at the Printed Image that take care of us on those. So please give us a call. We've got new shift coming in here in a few minutes. 895-0131 is the number to call.
Yeah, please call in. Now's a good time. Now's a good time. The phones are open.
Phones are open.
Yeah, make it happen. Make it happen.
All righty. Let's thank some of our underwriters, and we'll start to wind it down here as we get into the next program. Thanks, Dan, for coming in, and thanks for volunteering and making an appearance on this. Sounds like it's raining again out there.
Yeah, it's going to be raining the next few days. And, yeah, that's good. We're getting wet and starting to green up here. I noticed on the Skyway driving up to Paradise, the grass is starting to grow everywhere.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It doesn't take much, you know.
Doesn't take much.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I love watching those hills go from golden to green every year.
Yep.
All righty. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible, of course, by you, the KZFR supporter, and by Advantage Insurance Services. Local independent insurance broker Dave Dalton can provide you with all your insurance needs. Advantage Insurance is proud to support KZFR and can be reached at 342-0540 for a quote or more information. They're also online at AdvantageInsuranceChico.com. And Burchard Construction, specializing in remodels, new home, and commercial buildings from foundation to finish. Burchard Construction, where the homeowner's input matters to ensure a professional, reliable, and quality result. Custom construction with beauty and function. For bids and consultations, call Adam Burchard at 864-5427 or visit BurchardConstruction.com. And again, thanks to our underwriters. If you would like to be an underwriter, or you have a business, or even if you're with an organization, maybe you're a volunteer for a different community organization and you do events, we would love to have you contact us and look into underwriting. You can go to our website at kzfr.org and click on the underwriters tab. Or you can contact me at underwrite@kzfr.org, and I'd be happy to get you some information and get you dialed in on that. Alrighty, looks like we got about a few minutes to go. We got new people coming in. We're getting ready to go. So again, thanks everybody for tuning in. And don't forget, you can be a sustainable member. It's very easy. $10 or more a month. We'll put it on a debit or credit card. You can run it for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, whatever you'd like to do. Gets you into a nice pledge level premium. It scores some tickets. I know we just got a... we just got a detailing, car detailing gift certificate in today, which is pretty exciting. Especially if you got a car you want to sell or something. It's a nice way to get it cleaned up. 895-0131 is the number to call. And you'll also go into that drawing for a Wookiee Ranch free range, better than organic chicken. There you go. And those chickens are pretty big, pretty good. And it's a $25 for those chickens, so it's a good thing. All right, we're going to do a little... got Terry Reynolds getting ready to come in the house here. Are you doing the extended version today, Terry?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, we're doing the with long playing albums today. It's the extended version here, so stay tuned for that. Charlie Barnes is in. We got the new crew coming in. The night crew's moving in. I've been here since 6 a.m., so I'm ready to go home. And It's always fun and exciting at Membership Drive. The energy around here is just beautiful, and it just continues to show the beauty of the KZFR community, whether you're down the street or on the other side of the planet listening to us on the internet. We're all part of the community. Thank you guys so much for supporting us over the years. 895-0131. We'll see you next time on Butte Views and Beyond, a True North Experience.